I'm Marissa.
And I'm Rachel.
And you're listening to the PTO Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the PTO Podcast. I'm Marissa.
And I'm Rachel. And we have Emma Delavante here on the pod. I'm so excited because I've known Emma for how long?
I think 5 or 6 years.
Definitely six or seven.
It's like 2018, I think.
I moved it to Nashville 2016. And I think we got connected like a few years after that.
It was right after I moved home from college.
Yeah.
In 2018.
Yeah. So do you want to tell everyone how we met?
Oh my God.
I love
this
story.
It's so cringy.
I'm like DMs. Very proud of this story.
That's going to make me cry.
I'll literally cry.
Embarrassed.
No.
No, when I moved back from Chattanooga, I like didn't have enough experience for anybody to like want to let me come shoot. Even like do it for free. Nobody was like, yeah, you can do that. So I would DM photographers and be like, I will bring you coffee. Like, what do I need to do? And like two people replied to me and one of them was Rachel.
Oh my God, that's
I know, it's so, it was like.
She's like, yeah, bring me like, a coffee. Yeah,
sure. I'm like iced vanilla latte with oat milk.
She gave me her coffee order immediately. But it was at the, what was it? That drugstore, you know, that venue.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Which one?
RX downtown.
Yeah, it was really cute. And I got into my head, I couldn't remember who we took pictures of.
Wait. We took photos?
Oh, you did.
And it was that that checker print floor.
Yeah.
You were saying you were born and raised in Nashville. Then you went to school in Chattanooga.
Yep.
And then you moved back here and then you were, which honestly, you said that was cringy. I think that's so cool.
You
and it shows the hustle that you were DMing photographers and willing to do
it
whatever.
It was, I swear to God, probably like 50, 100 photographers I DM'd. And the only two that replied to me, which were probably two that shouldn't have replied to me at the time, was Rachel Deeb and John Shearer.
Wow. John Shearer replied?
Yeah, you can come. John Shearer let me assist on shoots when I like literally didn't. Like I was there and I was like, I don't know what this is. And it was like a C-stand.
Wait,
and his assistants were great.
I mean, I used to do that. I like DM'd so many people. And like I always say, like I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Alex Ferrari, Evan Edgar, like all these people that have brought me here. So I think about like when... But there was a point where there were people, I remember I'd go get coffee with a lot of people. And then there was one time this girl didn't buy my coffee. And I was like, oh, hell no. I did not come here to help you. And you didn't buy my coffee.
Funny.
So I stopped. And then when I don't know why I chose you.
Wait, that's the golden child.
I made it out. Yeah. I was like,
Whenever I try and get coffee with like a newer photographer, I don't know if this is just like me remembering how poor I was. I always try and buy theirs because I remember being like, I can't afford anything.
Right.
So I'm always like, let me get you something.
Actually, really nice.
So did you know while you were in school that you were wanting to come back and do photography? And is it photography and videography? Or like,
I mainly do photography. I do a little bit of video. I was a design major in college. And so
graphic design.
So it's just kind of something I could like get on a degree. So like I had the proof that I knew how to do something if somebody asked. But I started shooting in Chattanooga in like 2017. And that was a great place to start. Like the venues are so small. It's not like there's like crazy security. Like at a certain point, I knew the security guard and he'd let me in and I'd get to take pictures and that was awesome. Like, I mean, that's how I know like Mount Joy. I've worked with them a little bit. Like I met them when they were opening for Anderson East at this like 100-person venue. Like,
so would you suggest like if you're just starting out as a photographer, you should go to your local venues?
And like I was shooting at like coffee shops, like bar shows,
like anything that was like live music.
Anywhere that I could get my camera in and like somebody was in front of me with a guitar, like I was like, I'll take pictures of it. I don't care. Like there was no room for me to be like, I'm too good to do that. Like I wasn't, and I'm still not. Like I'll still go to bar shows and bring my camera and shoot.
Well, and on the other end of, so photographer, creatives, photographer, videographer, both of y'all. And on the management end, like for most of my acts, like with Walker, we typically have someone out that's like specified for that. But like on my other acts, I'm like crossing my fingers. Like I hope someone reaches out to info, a local photographer reaches out to info@smacksongs.com. Like the, maybe bleep that out.
All of a sudden we get all these emails.
Whatever, you can leave it. If you're a local photographer, hit us up.
Yeah.
And, but seriously, because they're like, can I come take pictures for my portfolio? Of course, I'll pass along the link after. And we've made so many relationships with different photographers everywhere because of that. And like, it's nothing for us to approve that and to give a media pass and to, you know, whatever. And then if we use that photo, of course, we're going to tag and like give credit and everything like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that hits y'all from your side. I'm like,
I feel like that's rare if it's a bigger artist. But like the smaller artist, I feel like.
But actually, even with Walker, when we do have someone like on the road with him, like mm-hmm. we'll allow.
Is that only three first three photos only?
Because you know, I've been getting more lenient on the rules on that. But oh. they're not backstage. They're not okay, on yeah, the stage. Yeah. They're from the pit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes like in the pit, I get like annoyed. Like if there's other...
another photographer there.
No, it's just like kind of like. I don't know. How do you feel about that? Like when there's so many
multiple photographers. I go back and forth and I'm sure somebody's going to hear this and be like, what a brat.
No, I sound like a brat. I'm like, get out.
I'll let the girl stay. Like I'll let the girl stay. If I know a girl that's shooting, I'll let her stay in the pit. This is like such a male dominated industry. Like y'all don't need my help.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be rude, but like no, you don't really need my help. And like right. if we're friends, like I'm at a certain point, like I'll let you stay and shoot it. Like I want to see how you shoot it. But I remember when I'd get to a show and like security would forget to kick me out after first three. And I was like, this is the best night of my life. Like, this is yes. the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. And so I like don't mind sharing that space with somebody else. I also know that like with the access I have with the artists I'm shooting, like they're not going to get a shot that would like take away from something I got. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's not like at that point we're not competing with each other. Like, I want you to get your work. I'm going to get mine. But if it comes to a point where it's like overwhelming or like not safe, yeah, obviously.
So wait, do you want to tell everyone who you shoot for and how you got that?
Yeah, I tour and shoot mainly for Tyler Childers. I met him at, they did a 3-night run at the Exit Inn also in 2018. That was like a big year for me, which is wild because it was like the first year I was like really doing this.
But you were still.
I was working full time. I had a full time job.
Yes.
At the Country Music Hall of Fame.
And who told you every day to quit?
Rachel did, but I was poor. So I
oh my God, did you work with Casey Thomas? Or was that before you?
Okay, that might have been before my time. Okay. But I was there for 4 years. I was a graphic designer, and then I worked in like the digital media department. But I would use my museum email. This is so bad. Like, don't do this. But I'd email artists and I'll be like, and my boss was like, that's fine. Like, you can do that.
Amazing.
Do that. We'll archive the photos so the museum could use them. And then I'd go shoot. So I emailed them and they were like, yeah, of course. And so I got there and I had never been backstage, like never, didn't have that like past first three. Like, it was really like, okay, I'm going to go shoot the first three, then like see you later. But at every venue, like I would ask, I guess, a house manager, I was like, if they want backstage stuff, let me know. And like, nobody is like, you're a manager, you know, nobody's like, yeah, let's let the stranger backstage with a camera. Like, that's not something.
I'd have been like, yeah, get content of this and then film this.
And then while you're at it, go over here and make sure you're at sound.
You like, get a reel, get something.
3:30.
No, like nobody says yes to that. And so I kind of walked away and she came and grabbed me and she was like, hey, they're ready for you backstage. And I was like.
And this was Tyler?
Holy shit. Yeah, I was like, I didn't think I'd get this far. Like, I remember I was, his manager asked if I'd take some portraits of him and they like shut the door and we just kind of stood there and it was like really awkward. And I was like, I didn't think I'd get this far. Like, I don't know what to tell you to do. And he thought it was funny. And I took those photos and then I kind of like left them alone for the night. Like, I played fly on the wall. I didn't want to be seen. I didn't want to like be in their mix.
Which is kind of like what we do as photographers.
Yeah. Like, that's always.
And which is key.
My goal. Yeah. Key. Totally. Yes. That's always my goal. Like, I don't want to be in your way. I don't want you to be thinking about where I am or what I'm doing. Like,
I love that for us.
I want to be cool. And then I like don't want you to even like. No, I'm there. Like, just pretend. Like, just go.
Pretend
on.
I don't exist. I literally one time when Parag left the venue and walked 15 miles and no one knew I left. And that's on being a good photographer.
Where'd you walk to?
I don't know. I was in Prague.
Okay, I've never done that, but
okay,
that's interesting.
Wait, anyways, keep going.
But I just shot the show and I sent it to them and they were like, "We love this. Will you come back for the next night?" And it was. Oh. I think I went on the second night, so it was the last night, and I did that, and they emailed me back and they're like, are you busy New Year's Eve? We have shows then if you want to do them. And I was like, yes.
And then ever since that's been.
Well, how long did it take
you? A lot of times I've been like, when they weren't hiring photographers, I'd be like, you should have somebody cover this. Like, I'll do it. Mm. And I would do it. Or like little stuff like that. Or like, this would be really cool to shoot. Like, let me do it.
How long were you doing that while also having a full-time job?
I did that until 2022.
So
4 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that was the best, like. It sounds exhausting and it was, but like COVID was half of that.
That's true.
I wasn't shooting a ton from 2020 to 2022.
Yeah.
So I was working at the museum and then that was a time where I really got to work in like studios and explore that part. Like, it was really valuable. Like, I learned a lot at the museum that I don't think I would have learned.
Wait, something I want to touch on is like during that story, I feel like when you're hustling, you ask questions, and like you asking the house manager at all of these venues, like, hey, let me know. Like you have to even put that out there for someone to grab onto that and then open a door for you.
I think so, that's like a big thing. Like, and I don't know if like photographers still do this, but like ask, and if somebody says no, either like ask a different person or like respectfully, like that's a no, you know what I mean? Like, and you can decide for yourself when it is that you want to take that no.
Yeah.
And there's like definitely a line that gets crossed where managers are like, okay, you're annoying, like don't ask another question, but like ask if you can try this, or like, hey, what if we did a portrait like this, or what if we did this way? And a lot of times like it's something they didn't think of, and it's valuable.
That's so true. When you said that you like reached out to other photographers like on Instagram, how did you find like me or John Shear? Like how did you find these people?
I would go to artists that I liked and I would see who they credited in their photos. So that's valuable. Credit your photographers.
Yeah.
That way I would search like hashtags, or like I'd go to the venue location and look at like who looked like they had taken professional photos there. Like as an Instagram sleuth.
I was searching the web. No, I love that. I
have a question for y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be hot button. I know.
I'm scared.
Okay. So as photographers and videographers, do y'all, and you're being paid, let's say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you know where I'm going.
I don't actually. Okay.
Well, when the artist tags you.
Oh.
Do y'all feel any type of way if they tag you in the photo, but then they don't tag you in the caption? If
I feel very passionate about this.
Okay.
Well, I'm not as passionate. I don't really care if I'm being paid. If I'm being paid, that's like enough. It should be credited in either way. I don't really care. I don't care if it's like in the photo or like in the caption. That's not.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't really care in that realm. But I think like mine, like that, I don't really care because it goes deeper. Like I'm not there to make Instagram content at a certain point. Like I'm there to make art. Like I want to take photos that are going to be in museums in 50, 100 years.
I love that.
So it, like, Instagram doesn't mean a ton to me. It's valuable and it's a huge tool, but like that's not what I'm going after. But I think it's important. Like I don't think you should just steal someone's photo, post it and not.
Oh, totally, totally. Say who took definitely it. Crediting them. But I don't think you've ever said that to me, but I know that there are other photographers that are like, after we post and tag, being like, can you put that in the caption? It's like, okay, sometimes, well, you were also paid to be there for this and we did credit you.
Yeah. I don't think it matters. I agree that like it doesn't matter if you're paid or not. I think a photographer should always be credited. I think I prefer the caption if it's like someone new that I'm working with, and maybe that's like an insecurity thing, because I'm like, oh, that's a new target audience that like can see my work and see that I took that versus like when I'm out with the Lumineers or Marin for, you know, years or whatever. Like when I'm out with the Lumineers and they're posting every single night, I don't feel like as like you don't have to caption credit me every single time.
That makes
sense. If I'm like on this tour for the whole year.
That makes sense.
And that's probably like more like security in my job that like I don't like want, you know, every now and then you can throw caption credit in my head, but I'm like, it doesn't need to be every single one. But I'm like, I always get off on those caption credits. I'm like, yes. Give it to me.
It's definitely more like impactful when you type it out.
Yeah. Right. As a like freelancer, it's like, if that's the smallest thing that you can do is write my Instagram on the caption, that goes such a long way as a freelancer who is trying to like build their own business. And I think that, you know, if that's the smallest thing you could do, just do it.
Well, that's good feedback. Yeah. I'm glad we talked about this.
Yeah, this is great. okay. So speaking of like shooting the same show or being on tour for an X amount of time, what do you feel like, because I feel like I struggle with this a lot, is like when you are shooting the same show every single night, how do you make it look different? Or like, do you ever like not feel inspired? Like I say, like one time I got like trash on the side of a venue and like made the trash like in like by putting it in front of my
like
lens,
like through it or something.
And like totally. That's like me trying to get creative. So like,
wait,
how do
you do with trash?
I like ripped off a piece of a trash can, like the trash bag of a trash can backstage, and like shot through it.
Like a little lens distortion.
Yeah. It's like a homemade like lens prism.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I always post videos of like trash that I'm picking up and putting in my lens. I don't know if you've noticed or not. It's like my thing now. It's kind of funny. I like literally will, like cool. A fan will have like a drink, like they'll drink like all their beer out of a cup, but there'll be like water droplets on the cup. And I'm like, can I have that? And they think I'm crazy. And I just like put it in front of my lens, but like the water droplets reflect light. And then if you shoot through that, it like
creates, it can make a pretty effect.
Yeah, it can make a really cool effect. Okay, and it's like no one could ever copy that. Yeah. But anyways, okay, yeah. Okay, so how do you?
I struggle with that a lot. It's the same show and it's not like there's like dancing or big costume changes. So you really have to like see how you can make it visually different. I think for me, it gets like the most important is like, okay, what does 10 minutes before he goes on stage look like? Mm. Like, what is he doing in that time? Like, what did the day at the venue look like? Was there anything happening then? Like, that's how I make it different. Shooting a lot of film has helped me a lot. I don't usually post a lot of my film. I'm saving it to see if we can do something bigger with it. But shooting on film, like, so there's more of a detachment between me and the photos. Like, I don't get the instant gratification of seeing it has helped a ton.
Yeah. I just bought like a Fuji XV100. It's not film, but like just like a point and shoot, it helps like, yeah, that detachment, which I think is so important as a photographer to like not take it so seriously and like have fun with it.
Yeah.
What's like, do you have like a favorite tour story that you could tell us?
Oh my God.
Wait, also time out real quick before we move on and while you think of this. It's so funny. And Rachel and I have talked about this on the podcast a lot. She it's, and we don't know which one's left brain, right brain, but like she's so creative and I'm so not in business oriented and all this stuff. And hearing y'all just talk about all of that, I'm like, if a photographer gets me a photo every night with the crowd looking big as fuck, I don't care. About anything
and we're like we need the detachment
you need to be in the trash in the backstage
and I'm like, no, just get the artist with a big crowd behind them and we're golden.
It is like interesting talking about this on the podcast with you as like a manager and like Emma who's a photographer and me and like because we all work together in some aspect or like the you know mainly with what we're doing and we're always talking about like I was like I love that you're here because I'm like I'm always fighting with managers to get paid or get my rights to my art or literally everything.
We've never fought.
I know. That's
good. Wait, so what do you actually fight with? What do y'all both?
I mean, I'm a stickler and I know I've lost work and I've had people like say they will not hire me because I don't usually do buyouts of my work. Which means like you have paid me to come shoot the show. You can use it on Instagram, social, whatever. But if you want to put it on a shirt, you have to pay me for it. If you want to put it in an album, you have to pay me for it. After I've shot the show, like, I can make money off those pictures. Mm. I can sell prints of them. I can, I feel like if that's I made so a rare. Coffee table book, I can put it in the book. Yeah. And again, like, I wouldn't do that and not ask for permission. Not ask for permission, but that's to protect me and my art. And I think that's something a lot of managers, like, don't understand. They're like, well, for $350, can you just do this? And then we can use it wherever. And I'm like, no.
I would have lost so many jobs by now if I didn't sell my soul.
I mean, that's why I had a full-time job for so long. I was like, I just can't.
Yeah.
Like, I know the long-term effects of that. And when I'm 70, I'm not going to want to tour.
I keep, like, I get in my head about that a lot because I do also want to make a coffee table book. But it's like, how do I do that when all these artists that I work for technically own my photos? And like, when that time comes when I do want to do that, I'm just praying that they have my back and will just like grant me like the permission to do that and support me in that, and that's kind of like what I'm banking off of.
But coffee table books to like sell or just for
sell
you?
Okay, cool. To sell, and that's like
an goes against book or the, something
half the contracts I've signed with artists.
Gotcha.
So it's tough.
Wait, I have a question because you're like so like even for a photographer, and I know that's such like an artistic thing, and you're very artistic in like a
Emma knows
a
her
different
shit.
Kind of way.
Emma told me that the minute I answer a phone call, my rate starts, and I'm like, okay, Emma.
I mean, that's so real. Like the minute a manager is calling me asking me to think about a project, like, you should be paying me. Like I'm using my brain, I'm creating for you, and I've like a ton of times I do that, and I create a concept, and they go with somebody else, and I'm like, I will remember that for the next time you know what I mean? Like,
totally. No, that makes sense. But I was like, I'm more so saying like in the way that you're a creative is like a little different in artistic creativity between the two of you guys, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm just like curious, like where did this start for you? Like when did you know that you were a little more creative than all your other peers in middle school, high school, whatever?
Well, I mean, my dad's a photographer and he is also in music. Like he and my mom moved to Nashville from New York in like 93 because he was signed to a record label. Like he toured with like Steve Earle, John Prine, Emmylou Harris. And then I think I came along and ruined the party.
But what's his first name?
My bad. Bob Delavante. He's the coolest. Now he's a graphic designer, photographer. He does like poster work for a lot of artists. He's done some work for Tyler that I love. But it was always, I was in a creative home. Like it was never like a career that was like, that's not real. Like, I think they were definitely like, you want to tour?
Like, that's like, oh no, your mental health like, might decline.
Literally. But they were never like, that's not a real job. Like you can't do that.
Yeah. Well, what a blessing.
So I mean, I got, remember my dad gave me my first camera, I think when I was like 11 or 12.
Wow. What
and then
was
he
it?
Gave me, it was like a little Nikon, like point and shoot.
Okay, yeah.
But then he gave me like my first DSLR, I think when I was 15. And I remember I'd bring it to school and I'd take pictures like of my friends and I, like in the hallways, like doing nothing. But it was just fun to have.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's awesome. So cool.
Yeah.
So how many days out of the year would you say you're on the road?
This year has definitely been way heavier than any year we've done. I've probably been gone for like half the year, which is crazy.
And okay.
And what?
Oh, wait. What?
Well, I was just going to say like being gone for half the year, that's like a huge adjustment. Because like if you up until 2 years ago, you had a full-time job that obviously kept you here.
Sure.
So like what are your favorite things and least favorite things about the road?
Oh my God, my least favorite things, I'm like away from everybody I love. And I think I'm at the age where I like feel like I'm missing out on more. Like I think the first couple of years I was doing this, I was like, it doesn't matter. Like I'm having fun. And now I'm like, but it was this person's birthday and this person's wedding. And like, that sucks. Like that's a lot heavier than I thought it would be. So that's definitely the worst part. But I think the best part, like I've been with this crew for so long, it feels like family, which is really special. Like, it feels like a really long slumber party, which is cool.
That's so true to like describe it like that.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best part. I think like the experiences like are fun, but like quality time with those people is so cool. And I'll think about that when I'm 80, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And tell your kids about that.
Yeah.
What is like, for like part of our last question here, I'm just curious, like what made you finally take the leap of faith? Like I know, like I literally for 2 years or 4 years or whatever, I was like, Emma, just quit your job, be a freelancer. And you were so scared, you know, obviously money and stuff like that, like we don't know what we're gonna make and if we're gonna be successful at that. But like what was finally the breaking point that you were like, screw it, I'm gonna do this?
I think at that point, like I had had another tour kind of lineup, or my first tour lineup, which like was the first time that it happened. And it was
that
like,
Tyler?
No, it was with Robert O'Keen, who's this like super legendary Texan country music singer. Like he's so cool. But it was his retirement tour. So he was, after this tour, he was done. So I was doing it with a documentary crew, which was a really cool way to like look at his show in a way to like tell the story of his last year on the road. So that was cool. So I had that offer, and that was the first time I'd had like a long-term offer to do something. And I think like at that point I had been at the museum for so long, like there was nothing creatively left for me there, which is fair, but I think I was just at like a point where I just had to do it.
So like what was like something that when you eventually did that, like did you have any fears like going in, like after that tour ended, were you like, oh shit?
Yeah, I remember the last time I got like a routine paycheck, I was like, this is the end. Like, oh my God. Like
you're like framing your paycheck.
I was so like, I was so good about budgeting, like I was on it, I prepared, like
you would be that,
probably a little too extreme. I'm like, but I was like, I was ready. Like I was like, I can make it to the end of the year. Like even if like I don't work, or nobody ever hires me again, like I'll figure it out. I'll work at a coffee shop or something. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, it didn't happen, and it worked out. Good. But I was like scared shitless.
I was just gonna say that whenever, because you booked Emma to come on the podcast, and then when I saw her last name, I was like, I know her, and we have. Girl. We worked together before. I think just one time maybe.
I think so. I think it was with, wait, no. Didn't I take headshots for Smack Songs?
I think I had you do that.
There were both things that covered. Rachel was like, can you do this?
Yeah. Okay,
I was like,
yes.
So, like, and at that point, like literally anything Rachel would throw my way, I'd be like, yep, I'll do it. I don't care. Like just to meet new people. Like I didn't care what the rate was. I was like, sure, I'll do it.
Okay, but so
it was,
you did headshots and you also.
Because remember y'all had like a little white room downstairs.
Yes. Yeah.
Did so that on Music Row.
That you drew a mural on and we just painted over again.
Aww,
but yeah, okay, so we worked together on the Smack headshots, but then you also came and shot Kylie
at the Nashville soccer didn't she sing the national anthem?
Okay, wait. Oh, yeah, that is what that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was racking my brains. I'm like, when was that? Why? Like, what did we do?
I remember it was quick and they were like so weird about where I could go.
Yeah. And you shot video on that too, right?
I think you did too.
I think so.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
I think that was when you're like, you just have to shoot video. Just do it.
I was like, just do it and figure it out.
Wait, and that was what, 20?
It was so long. 2019,
probably. Yeah. Pre-pandemic.
Okay. Just had to place that because I was like, I know her. I know we worked together. Yeah. Like, and then when you walked in, I was like, oh, yeah, I definitely.
That's so funny.
I definitely. Stadium. Okay, what's your big last question?
My big last question is, what is something that you want to like give advice for someone listening to this who wants to be in your position now?
Oh my God, that's so hard to answer because nobody I've ever met has had like the same story into this.
I know,
like it's such a weird, like, I don't know, I just say like be consistent. I think something I really struggled with was like not saying no. Like I would say yes to every job I got and that was so mentally draining and I felt like I was just, like at that point I was making content and I hated that. Like that's not what I want to do. Yeah. So I think like say yes to everything that will like creatively inspire you. If it's something that is like not worth your time or somebody else will do it better, like say no. And I think that's fine. I think that's something I didn't ever really let myself do when I was younger. I think networking is really important, but networking without the mentality that you're trying to get something from them. Like I'm never networking with like the, oh, like after this, Marissa's gonna hire me. Like that's not, but maybe after this, Marissa will recommend me for something or like she'll think of me for some project. But like if she doesn't, that's cool. We can just be friends too. Like, and that's just as valuable in this industry.
Yeah,
so I think those
are good pieces.
Ask to get coffee with the people that even you don't think will reply because sometimes they will reply.
And then y'all
get a job. I think that's important, like shooting what you love and staying true to yourself and not letting people tell you otherwise.
Thank you so, so much for joining us today. This was really special to see this full circle moment here unfold.
This is so cute. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
And thanks for joining us on our PTO.